we've got this plan now. We've written it out. We've got the team. But we've got to move from sort of dreaming to doing. Talk to me about implementation.
That's right, John. Now we have to implement that plan, and that is the hardest thing for people to do. It's nice to dream. It's nice to think about that beautiful house in the woods that we're going to build when we have all this money. It's nice to write that down. That's good. And okay, now we got a strategy to do it. Well, now we have to take the first step. And the very most important thing is that very first step. And the very first step we have to do is commit to it. So we need to commit to this. Okay, we are absolutely going to do this. We're going to lose this 50 pounds, or we're going to reach this $12 million. We're going to do this. Now, let's look at those specific action steps and take the first action. For example, it might be buying that first property. It might be making that first investment in the stock market. It might be calling that business broker and getting some information about a type of business we want to buy and actually taking that step. Once we take that first step, boy, the next step is a lot easier.
Okay, so we take the first step, and I understand the power of that because I think all of us have a tendency to a little resistance. I mean, we kind of like the idea more than the action because the action can be a bit scary. The action is where we can fail, where we can feel uncomfortable or foolish because we haven't done this before. We break through that. Now we've got to keep the momentum. How do we do that?
Well, again, that's where your coach comes into play, because if you're meeting with your coach on a regular basis, and I would suggest at least for the first year that you're meeting with your coach at least twice a month. And what's going to happen is your coach, again, is going to keep you accountable to these action steps that you're taking. And there's going to be specific action steps every time you meet. And you're going to report. You're going to perform. You're going to report. And that's what keeps the momentum going. It's like, again, getting on that bathroom scale. We'd better be on that bathroom scale every day or every week to make sure that our momentum is going the right direction.
How have you seen this play out with people you've actually coached? Can you think of any examples that sort of bring this to life for us?
This is the most fun I have, seriously, in my professional career, is watching people make these huge strides in their financial situation.